This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Inflation around Denver was basically flat in October and November, according to new federal numbers. For the year, prices were up 2%. That compares with 2.7% for the rest of the U.S. Colorado's inflation has been running lower than the overall U.S. rate for several months. Housing sales in Colorado Springs are slowing down moving into the winter. Homes are staying on the market longer, according to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. Overall, home sales for the year are on pace with last year, but those numbers are well below the highs from during the pandemic. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's bill to designate more than 50 unique zip codes across the state passed the U.S. House Wednesday. It could set up zip codes in communities across Colorado from Silver Cliff to Centennial. Boebert says it may seem like a narrow issue, but it has real effects for local communities.
Communities that do not have a unique zip code within the postal service system often experience associated problems that include loss of economic development, loss of sales tax, unjustifiably high insurance rates.
Boebert is hopeful the Senate will take up the bill, but that may not happen with just over a week left on the congressional calendar. Less than 2 weeks now before December 25th, and there's still the chance for a white Christmas for parts of Colorado. Cold and snow this week may be a sign of things to come. That's according to Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
Still a chance. Now, it's going to stay pretty mild through the next week to 10 days, but that still leaves us a few days shy, and some of the longer range models are hinting at potentially a storm that would come in along about the 23rd or 24th.
For today, it's mostly sunny across Colorado, but there is snow in the mountains tomorrow. Vail and Aspen have highs today in the 40s, then colder Friday. Denver and Colorado Springs in the 50s today. This is CPR News and KRCC.